Perek Nun Zayin Pasuk Yud Aleph. Omar Solu Solu Panu Derech. Solu means to move upwards. It means a road, but a road that goes up. And I'm referring here specifically to Chizkiyo, according to the simple interpretation of the pasuk, according to the Mitzudos. So we're referring to Chizkiyo. It's okay now? Okay. But not perfect. We're referring to the interpretation of Chizkiyo. Chizkiyo, we're contrasting the people that lived at an earlier point in time in Klal Yisrael to the people that lived at a later point in time of Chizkiyo. And Yeshayah is contrasting the two different generations. The earlier generations earlier generation did not act in a proper way. They put their faith on the foreign powers. They had trouble from their neighbors. See, I think the nation was Aram. Aram was causing very great harm to the Seres HaShvatim, and the people put their faith in Ashur, in the Melech of Ashur, and they send bribes, and they send gifts, and all different types of techniques to convince the kingdom of Ashur to come to their aid. And Yeshayah says that they were successful. They did send aid. But although they sent aid, there was a large group of soldiers and weapons to protect the people. It came to nothing. They were all destroyed. A wind will come and just wipe them out. Who was the one that acted in a proper fashion? It was Chizkiyahu when he was threatened with Sancheriv. He put his faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He did not rely upon Egypt. Some of the people there were some other groups of people at that point in time that did put their faith in the Egyptians and did send them gifts and attempt to seek their aid, but they were unsuccessful. And that's what the pasuk here says: "V'amar solu solu." We are continuing and we are praising the one that shall go up the path to Hashem. Panu der clear a road. Harimu Mitchell, remove the stumbling block, Miderech Ami, from the nation of my people. So this is a poetic expression that you should focus on going the Derech HaYoshar. The Derech HaYoshar is that faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that He will protect you from your enemies, not that faith in other people. If you look at the Mitzudas Pasuk Yedal V'Amar, Chizkiya, Yud Mitzudas David, Pasuk Yedal, Chizkiya Shechosa Bi, Chizkiya, which had faith in me, Yoimar will say, Solu, Solu. Go up on the road. Ratzalaymar, Asu Mesila, make for yourself a road, V'Derech Kavusha, and a trodden path. Panu derech min hamachshalas, remove the stumbling blocks. Harimu hafurishu avnei michshol min haderech sheyelchu bo, b'nei ami ki lo yifchadu od min ha'oyev. Don't be afraid of the enemy. Just continue going on the road of life. Do not be afraid. Continue in your merry way, because the enemy is no longer here. The enemy has died. Ki meis v'nen. Okay, pasuk tezvav. Ki choy amar Hashem, ki choy amar Rambanisa. Shechein ad v'kadosh mos. So says Hashem, who is exalted. He is Ram. He is exalted. V'nisa. So means uplifted. Shechinat, he lives forever. The Kadosh Shemo, his name is holy. Marom, so Hashem says, Marom the Kadosh Eshkon, I dwell in the uppermost chambers. We don't know what this means. We say this in Kriya Shema, right? Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad Daf Yomi. Then when you say that, when you read the Echad, the Ches, he's supposed to be Mechavin Kadosh Baruch Hu, who is all the way up. He's in the upper heavens. Not necessarily in the eighth heaven. That's a discussion. Rav Moshe, some people have a kavana that when you say the letter Ches, you think that Kadosh Baruch Hu was in the eighth heaven. Does anyone do that? Anyone familiar with that?
No.
Ches is the eighth. There are seven heavens. There's a tradition. We don't know what this means, but there's a tradition that there are seven heavens, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is above the seventh heaven. He is in the eighth heaven. Rav Moshe Feinstein is very upset with this. He doesn't like this. He says that you're not supposed to, we don't know what these things mean, and there's no such chazal, and you're not supposed to think this. All you're supposed to think is what it says in the Gemara, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Bashamayim, six directions. The Dalet is the four directions, north, east, west, south, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Lamala and Lamata. The Magen David. The Magen David has six points, and according to some opinions, the significance of the Magen David is because the Shparuch Hu is in all six directions. Like you shake the lulav, you shake the lulav in six directions. Yeah. Hashem is like you teach children. Hashem is here. Hashem is here. Hashem is truly everywhere in all different six directions. So that's what he would have. The Shparuch Hu says, "I am Marom the Kadosh. I live. I dwell in Marom v'kadosh eshkon, I dwell in a place that is exalted, but nevertheless, where do I rest my presence? V'yesdaka u'shval ruach, but with the daka, daka means the broken, the crushed. I think maybe you can give him a shame's Daka means the shattered, ushval ruach, and the humble, the meek of spirit, lehachayos ruach shefalim, to give life to those who are humble, those who are broken, ulhachayos lev need the koim, and to infuse, to breathe life into the heart of those that have been crushed, have been broken in hard times. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying over here, what Pasuk we are saying to summarize is that although HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's Dr. Friedman's seat, maybe you just sit, I don't know what's over there. He's in the comment. That although HaKadosh Baruch Hu lives in the uppermost heavens, although Hashem lives in the uppermost heavens, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence is found among the most humble, the most lowly creatures of this world. That's a very great contrast. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by definition, is exalted. He is le'ela le'ela, yet it's not beneath Hashem's dignity to come down and to associate and to uplift people that are broken and humble. Yeah.
In the Davening, right?
Yes. Shochein, how do you say the
sit? We see that in the source it's rearing, and there is some confusion.
Right, okay.
You understand.
So what Michal is pointing out is that what it says over here is, how do you sing? The Olam sings it, the common way it's sung is, Shechein Ad Kama. All right, that's the nigun. Okay, I'm not good with it. Shechein Ad, HaKadosh Baruch Hu lives forever. Moroim v'kadosh Shemo. He is exalted and his name is holy. That's the common way the shatz begins Shachas. You want to sing it? Shechein Ad Kama. Moroim v'kadosh Shemo. So the two words go together, right? Shechein Ad. Now, in this pasuk, that's not really the way it is, because the Sheikhain, if you look at the ta'amim, the Sheikhain is a mercha. Ad v'kadosh shemo is pashta, munach, zokef, katon. The three words ad v'kadosh shemo go together, or at least for sure ad goes together with the word v'kadosh. It's more attached to the word kadosh than it is attached to the word shochein. So many of the medaktikim tell us that we're doing it wrong. You're not supposed to sing shochein ahad, that's wrong. You're supposed to sing shochein ahad maroim. You're supposed to put a comma after you sing the word shochein. So let's look at a very careful translation of the words over here in the Mitzudos. Now that you brought out that point, you reminded me of these things that I remember hearing so long ago. But let's see what he says over here. Let's see. Kichoyam Hashem. Let's read the Mitzudos inside. We'll get a better flavor for this idea that you bring out. Kichoyam. So says Hashem. Musav l'malo loymar tov l'chasas b'Hashem kihu mashkiach b'chol. It's good to have faith in Hashem because He takes care of everything. Ki choyomar Hashem, so says Hashem, Hameromam, who is exalted, v'hamis nasei, hashoychein netzach. So the Mitzudah seems to say there's nothing wrong. The Mitzudah says that he's shoychein netzach. Netzach is ad. Ad means forever. So the Mitzudos indeed does put these two words together. Hashoychei netzach, ki lo yituar boi tnua kasher b'nevroim. It does not exist such an expression by the creatures, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the human beings only live for a very short period of time. How long do they live for? HaKadosh Baruch Hu represents nitzchis. So although HaKadosh Baruch Hu is shoychein ad, let's go further. V'kadosh shmo, shmo mikudosh v'nivdal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name is exalted, is sanctified beyond. There's no description. Yet moroim rotzolaymar v'zehu amorav. These are his words. Asher yoimar. Hashem says, ani shoychein b'mokoyim. B'mokoyim kadosh im kol zeh ani im hadaka u'shval ruach. Although I live in the most exalted part of the world, it's not beneath my dignity to come down and associate with the humble and the meek. To give them life and to pay attention to their needs. So according to the Mitzudos...
No, but he's addressing the pasuk. He's not addressing the
exact nusach. Okay. Kichoy Mar Hashem Romani says, Shoichein Ad V'Kadosh Shemo. And although I am Shoichein Ad V'Kadosh Shemo, yet Marom V'Kadosh Eshkon, Hashem says, I live in a place that's Marom V'Kadosh, but... I associate with the Daka, there are little missing words in the pasuk. I associate with the Daka, to this, the humble of spirit, I don't really see any great violation here of saying Shochein Ad. It's true. It's a mercha. It's not. Okay,
it separates the ad from the kodosh.
No. The ad v'kodosh shemo is all. That's all one expression. The expression is ma'pach pashta munach zokef katon. So it's clear ad v'kodosh shemo goes together. That's clear. But it's not necessarily wrong that shochein leads in. Shochein is a mercha. Mercha leads in. It's a very common sequence of trap where the shochein leads in. It's not a mafsik. It's a mesharis. So. I don't really see the extreme violation. Obviously, there's more to it which I'm not prepared for. I have to look into this. No, that means until. That's a different type of ad. Okay, so let's go further. From the way the Mitzvah learns the pasuk in its very simple form, it does not appear to be anything wrong. It says here clearly, Hashem is shechin for netzach. So the two words are going together, and v'kadosh shemo. Okay, we have to look into it more. Okay, let's go further. Ki lo liolam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ki lo liolam, I will not. Now Hashem is referring to the Rishon. Hashem says, although I have brought upon, I brought pain and suffering upon the wicked, Hashem says, nothing is forever. There comes a point in time when the Rasha has received his punishment, and then I will have compassion upon him. Ki lo liolam, I will not forever fight. I will not forever go to battle. V'lo lenetzach ektsoif, I will not be angry for eternity. Ki ruach melefonayat, why? So Hashem, this is because it's my product. A person, a human being, always has compassion upon his creation. Person makes if you're an artist and you create something, you will naturally be biased. And believe that your creation is better than other things than other. If you're a rabbi, you're always going to say that your drasha is better than the other rabbi's drasha. If you're a baseball player, you will always say that you know how to pitch a lot better than anyone else. Although maybe your stats are not as good, but there's something unique to the way that you can throw the ball. Your curveball, there's no one that can match your curveball. So if that is true when it comes to a human being, because that's really a divine, comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu also, he has created every single neshama, and therefore it's not Hashem's interest that the neshama should have pleasure in this world and have pleasure in Gan Eden. Therefore, Hashem says, I'm not going to get angry, although I have brought suffering and tzarek upon the neshama, but Hashem says, you have to realize, I created this neshama. I don't want the neshama to suffer forever. Ki ruach milfona yatof. Now, it's a very difficult expression. Yatof means to envelop, like a talis. You put the talis, atifas atalis. The talis is wrapped around the body. The ruach, these are Kabbalistic terms, the spirit wraps itself around the guf. Man is made from earth and water. HaKadosh Baruch Hu blows the neshama. There are really two expressions here. There's the neshama and there's ruach. There are many different parts to the soul. There's the nefesh, the yechida, and the neshama. I think there are five expressions that refer to the soul. Here we're only focusing on two of the five. I have really no idea what the differences are, but The ruach is one of the expressions that refers to the soul, and this part of the soul wraps itself around the body. And that's what it says, ki ruach milufonai atof. The ruach has come from before me. I have created this ruach, and I have instructed it to wrap itself around the body. Unishamos, and the neshama that I put into a human being, ani osisi, it has come from I, Hashem. And therefore, it's not in my interest that this soul, this ruach and neshama, should suffer forever. It's done something wrong, it deserves punishment, it will receive its punishment, and then we will go forward. I will bring upon it delight. Ba'avon bitso, the only reason why I have brought it suffering was because of the sin of theft, of robbery, of betzaf profit, illegal gain. Kotzafti, I got angry, va'akeyu, and I hit, I caused pain, hako, I caused the pain, haster, I concealed myself. Hester, pardon me, the greatest pain in this world is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu conceals himself and a person does not sense that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is present. The ektsoif, and I further got angry. Two different expressions. First, Hashem gets kotzafti, akeyu, haster, and then another darga, another degree of anger. It's, I don't know what the significance is, but you have many different stages. Vayelech shov, and then when the person, and then even, and during this time of Hester upon him, the person continues to go in his evil ways. Vayelech shovav, the person has went backwards. He has distanced himself from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bederech libo, in the way of his heart. So you have to read the pasuk in its entire form. I think it would be similar to read it backwards. Vayelech, the person did two things. Number one, but let's go backwards. Vayelech shoiv of bederech libo. The person went backwards in the way of his heart, and that led to beginning of the pasuk. Avoin bitso led to a sin of theft, of gezel. He has robbed, and because of that, Hashem says, "I have no choice but to get angry." Kotzafti vakeyu haster veeksoif. I have done these four different things: first ketzef, then hako, then hester, and then another degree of ketzef, of ektsof. Because of the two different madrigals of sin, of going backwards, and because of the avon bitzo. So then you have to read the pasuk out of order in order to really make sense of the pasuk. Yeah.
It's not true with anything. It was written. This is the way it is.
Yeah.
Then it gives it a deeper meaning. You have to think deeper about it.
You have to think deeper about what? About your sins?
Yeah, because it says that Shevin Agnew hit. And then it says because the guy went backwards. So, you know, it makes you...
I know, it's very difficult.
Difficult.
It's very difficult why it says, Vayelech Shevab Derech Libo, after it says Hashem got angry. Because normally the process is when Hashem gets angry, then a person does tshuva. So the Mitzvah really says that in Hanami, when it's a certain cycle in life where a person does not start, he does an avera, Hashem distances himself from that person, and then the person says, "Oh, Ribbono Shalom, you're going away from me. So you know what? I'll rebel even more. I'll become even a greater sinner." When a person is punished by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that can lead to one of two things. Either that can lead to him doing tshuva and coming, returning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or it could chas v'shalom lead to a greater degree of rebellion. It's a cycle. You start off doing it a little avera. Hashem says, "No good. You did an avera. I'm going to punish you." "Oh, you want to punish me, Hashem? Oh, you know what? So I'll do even bigger averas." That's one approach to the pasuk, which, okay. Bavoin bitzoi, the person steals, he's a ganaf. Hashem says, kotzafti v'akeo haster v'yeksaif. Now a person realizes he's all alone, there's a very intense degree of hester upon him. You know what? I'll rebel even more. Vayelech shevav b'derech libo. That's how the Mitzvah appears to learn the pasuk, but that's not necessarily the only pshat, because many pesukim in Yeshaya we're used to English, and English, if it's not in order, if it's not in sequence, if it's not serially, then you'll get an F in your in English. They're not going so, but that's clearly not the way the pesukim in Tanakh are to be understood. Many times in pesukim, you have to read the entire pasuk, and you have to extract a word from this part of the pasuk, a word from this part of the pasuk, and a word here, and put it all together to bring out what the pasuk is trying to express. It's not meant to be read all the time straight. That's very clear, and that's how you could also interpret this pasuk. There are two different dargos of of what brings a person to sin. First, yeah.
It's also like, as Yashir says also.
Right. It's not in order.
It's not in order.
The psukim are not necessarily in order. Parshios for sure are not in order. One parsha in Torah is not necessarily in order. What about psukim within the parsha itself? That's a more difficult thing to deal with. And then to say within a particular pasuk the words are not in order, that's already pushing it. That you don't like to do. But in we're dealing with Nevi'im Achronim, we do that all the time. So let's go further. Pasuk, yeah.
In the Mitzvah for the Hester, interesting, says Astarti Fanai Yemenu Labal Ereb Tzoraso. That's also something. Have you seen that before? That concept. Hashem is turning. Hester caught him.
That's Hester. I'm not going to even look at it. Yeah, okay, yeah, okay. Okay, Hester, he's putting the word Hastati Panai Mimenu, Labal Rebbe Tzoraso, Viodik Safti, love another degree of anger, Lahachvid love Atzara. Two different steps. First, there's a Tzara, Hashem ignores the Tzara, and then I make the Tzara even more intense. And look at the next words, Vayelach Shevav, Ki Af, Viod Nistarti Panai, Hayom Hoylech Lefin. Yeah, what do you have with you? What do you got? What? Hoya, I have a mistake. I have a mistake in my eyes. Hoya, hoylech lefonai b'siruf. While Hashem is concealing His presence from the person intensifies his rebellion. B'siruf, refusal, umered, and rebellion. Uve derech tavas libo, he follows the desires of his heart. Ulechein herbesi oydlikzov. So it's a cycle. It's a wild cycle which intensifies more and more. Yeah.
I'd like to suggest an idea from the Maharal. Akehu Haster. There are two ways in which Hashem can punish a person. One is by over striking the person with something, and the other is by removing
his presence.
The defenses,
yeah.
The shmira that Hashem normally affords a person.
Okay, very interesting. Okay. There are many things happening here in this pasuk. It's not clear a precise translation. If you look at Rashi, b'avodin bitzo gizelos, okay, that's clear. Due to the sin of theft, katzafti, techila, I hit him. I got angry at first, v'akeyu. Haster ponai tomid mitzarasoi, v'ektsoif, v'avki hoylech shoiva b'derech liboim. Even though he's going back, while he's going backwards, the Sores es Hamikra. So Rashi wants to, that was the first approach to how I explained it originally. Rashi wants to take the words backwards. The Chain Perusha, Ba'avoin Bitso, due to the fact that he sins, Vayelech Shoivav Bidarchi Libo, Kotsafti Vakeo. Okay, so there are two, Rashi and the Mitzudas are telling you the two different approaches that we laid out. Either, like Rashi, which is always Rashi always takes that approach. Never look at a pasuk in its literal sense. Always look at the metaphor. Always look at the deeper approach. Take this pasuk and read the pasuk out of order. Ba'avoin bitzo, jump to the end. Vayelech shoivav derech libo, because of those two sins. Nemela kotzafti v'akeyu haster v'ekseif. According to the Mitzudos, it appears that he's learned that there's a cycle. There's a vicious cycle. A person sins, Hashem gets angry, and the person says, "Oh, you're getting angry at me? I'll rebel even more. I'll go into a deeper degree of rebellion. Then Hashem will punish you even more. Oh, you want to punish me even more? I'll rebel even more." It's a vicious cycle. That's how the Mitzudos appears. He appears to learn the pasuk in sequence, in order. Rashi, no. Don't go like that. Just extract expressions, get the general idea. There's a degree of rebellion, a degree of going away from Kodesh Baruch Hu, and the male Kodesh Baruch Hu has to get angry. Pasuk Yidalit. Pasuk Yidches. Now the pasuk jumps to an entirely different theme, and it says, but ultimately, there's a lot you have to read between the lines. Ultimately, a person will come around and will realize that this is not an approach to rebel against Kodesh Baruch Hu. A person must come to a point where he does tshuva. And Hashem says, when you do tshuva, I will have rachamim. Dirachav ro'isi, I have seen his ways, the ways of tshuva. Ve'er po'ehu, and I will heal him. Ve'anchehu, I will guide him. And I will pay, I will deliver, I will compensate the person that has suffered so much with comfort to him and all the people that were collateral damage to him. The Avela, people that suffered along, Avela here means those that mourn for him. And in this context, it means those that suffer together with him. Pasuk Yutes. Boire Niv Sifosayim. It's a famous Pasuk. Niv means the utterance, the Navi. And the word Navi, when we're dealing with Navim, everyone quotes this Pasuk. Navi comes from the utterance and the movement of lips. Look at the mitzvahs. Niv means inyan dibor. Kmo yonuv chokma humiloshen tenuva sadai, the fruits of the field. Ki adibor hu pri haloshon. So the mitzvahs, a beautiful interpretation. Niv means fruit. Okay, it's an unbelievable expression. It means fruit. So that's how the mitzvahs. Others learn it a little bit differently, but it means fruit. The words that come out of the mouth are the fruit of the product of the mouth. Just like children are the product of a parent, children are called the fruit of man because they are the product that parents bring into this world. Words are the product of your dibur. Niv sifosaim, niv is related to the word tenuvas hasodeh. Tenuvas means the fruit of the field. Hashem creates the fruit. Other ones, niv means the utterance, it means movement. Movement, fluttering back and forth, because words come from niv. We'll say Rashi pasuk yud ches bore niv sefasayim yud ches bore ani lo niv sefasayim chodosh klape she I know what that word is. I brought upon him at tzara adata sheba'atohu. Blushing of Bossa, I brought upon him Tsar Adata, the Akol Korolov Tagar, Yikulo Shalom Shalom. Okay, Rashi does not translate the word over here, Niv Sifasayim. Okay, but what does the Pasuk mean? It means that Kol Shbarach over here is going to reward him, that people are no longer going to torment him. Until now, he has sinned, and therefore I brought upon him punishment. Part of the punishment that I have brought upon this sinner is other people have tormented him, have come against him to attack him. Now I'm going to cause people to come to him and bless him with peace. They're going to seek out his wealth instead of the nation of the world coming and trying and aiming their weapons and declaring, "We're going to wipe you off the face of the world." The nations of the world will gather and say, "We only want for you peace. We only want for you blessing." Boirei Hashem says, "I create." Now, also the Mepharshim point out this is a creation, something which is not normal, because the way in this world, we only know from Rachman Lestan of strife. So this idea that there are going to be nations, there are going to be people that are going to seek our welfare, will be to us as a Berea, as a new creation. Borei Nif Sefasayim, I'm going to create a whole new form of speech in this world. Shalom, shalom, l'rachok v'lakarov, neighbors that are near, neighbors that are far, will only want the peace, the welfare of the Jewish people. Omar, or referring specifically to the sinner, Omar Hashem, so says Hashem, urifasiv, and I, Hashem, will heal you. I will bring about your healing. But if you don't do tshuva, Hashem says, v'horishoim kayom nirgosh, those who are not the tshuva, they're the wicked, that remain in their rebellion, they will suffer greatly. They'll be like a yom, a sea, nigrosh. Nigrosh means it roars. It's in a state of movement, a state of quaking. It's always, nigrosh means the turbulence. Ki hashgate lo yuchol, it will not be able to gain. Yuchol here means to gain, to acquire serenity. All the wicked will have their entire life and their entire existence by Yigrishu Meimav. Their waters will be turbulent. Refesh Votit. Those are two words which mean the same thing. Particles of dust, particles of earth, clumps of earth. When the Yam comes and crashes into the seashore, it crashes against the sand, it crashes against particles of earth. It doesn't have any stability. Look at the let's look at the mitzudos chaf vayirgashu meimav ratzolaima. I'm reading the second mitzudos in pasuk chaf ratzolaima bevo'o el hasafa. When the wicked comes, when the yam comes to the edge of the sea, yirgashu meimav lehalon, the waters run lehalon. Where do they run to? El harefesh. To viatit hamitsuyim bisvasayam, to the sand, the clay, the garbage that's bisvasayam. The chain. This is a marshal for the wicked. Harishoyim oele yasmidu bitzara. They will continue to suffer. Vehem od yosifu sara lehachiv lezulas, and they will continue to do harm, to turn, to cause pain to others. So I guess what it means over here is that you should remember refesh, that the waters they continue to strike at the innocent. That's what appears, how the mitzvah appears to learn the pasuk, end of the pasuk, that the wicked, they have no serenity, they're always in a state of movement, and they always continue to attack. Though when the waves come crashing against the seabed, that is a marshal for their attempt to attack and bring harm upon the innocent. Ein shalom amar Hashem lo Hashem, there is no peace to the wicked. Hashem zitul tzilus of Hashem. Rashi pasukov v'harasham she'ein neistim lev lashuv kayam nigrash hayam hazegalav miskoyim l'rum l'mala. The yam, the waves are arrogant. They lift themselves up. V'lot says chutz l'gvul hachol. And the waves, what do waves do? They extend outside their boundary. Asher samti gvul layam, Hashem has set the boundaries for the sea. Shnagi Hashem, and when the waves come and arrive at the boundary, at the seashore, nishbar al korcho, they're broken against the will. V'chol zegal chaver royev ein chayzebo, and they're foolish. Doesn't the wave that's coming at 3 o'clock realize that at 2:29 there was another wave which came crashing in, and it didn't survive? It wanted to conquer the entire world, and what happened? It came crashing down. So why is the wave which comes 10 seconds later, why isn't it smart enough to realize that there's no purpose in trying to go and breach its boundary and destroy the world? No, it doesn't learn its lesson. That is a mashal for the wicked. Kacha Rasha, Roye Chaver Loike Berisho. Each Rasha, they look back in history and they see their predecessors were unsuccessful. The Eina Chozbo, doesn't make a difference. That's the first Mashal Rasha compares the wicked to. Number two, Uma Hayam Rifsho Visir Yoisoi Alpiv, just like the Yam. The bubbles are on its peh. Their foulness, the tip of the wave has bubbles. So too, the arasha on the tip of their mouth is always terrible words. Kigoin para amar mi Hashem, Sancherev amar mi b'chol elol kei haratzos, Nebuchadnezzar amar Adam elelyon, kayam nigrosh kayam asher nigrosh shegoresh kol hayom refesh v'titzo. According to Rashi, Rashi's midrash interpretation is vayigushu meimov, the waters are turbulent with refesh v'tit, refers to the tip of the wave. The tip of the wave bubbles. And that's a reference to the arrogant. Yeah, they're bubbles. Look at a picture of waves. Froth. What?
Froth.
Froth. Right. Froth, foam, and froth. So vayigashu meim of refesh for tit. So the refesh for tit appears to be a barred expression on the tip of the wave. There is what looks like, it's not mamish tit. It's not mamish sand or dirt, but what looks like little small particles, the froth, the foam, and that's a mashal for the rishayim. The waves are a mashal for the wicked that are arrogant and very tall and mighty, and on the tip of their mouth there are always words of blasphemy. And just like Paro and Sancheriv, that's what the pasuk concludes. So Hashem says there is no peace for the Rosharim. Let's just less Rashi. Ain shalom klap shalom la tzadikim levali tshuva shalom rochak achazav yama ain shalom l'Rosharim. Okay, let's move to one more pasuk. Let's do more pasuk. Karav agarin, yeah.
Pasuk Yitesh, second part of the pasuk.
Yeah.
Recently saw shalom l'rochak l'karav Hashem refers to the Beth Israel Hospital,
yeah,
in the city, the old entrance. This pasuk is written in Hebrew. It says Isaiah, and then it says Isaiah.
Isaiah Rufasid. I guess because they want to probably want to focus on the word.
Well, Amar Hashem refers to
right.
Israel was, right. When it was established, it really was for all the Jews in the Lower East Side for that were coming in.
Lorachoik v'lakaron.
Eastern Europe. Yeah.
It's a very appropriate pasuk. Amar Hashem urifatziv, I will heal you. There'll be peace and there'll be healing. Okay, you know what? Let's stop over here, okay?